Hola y bienvenidos a Auténtico Podcast, where I share tools and lessons learned we all need to achieve professional success and the ability to be ourselves, auténticos. I'm not feeling the best today. You can probably hear my voice is off, but this is important work to me, and I wanted to make sure I showed up, even if a little raspy. I'm your host, Gabriela Ramirez Arellano, and today I want to talk about overwhelm and stress. One, because it's often a part of our everyday, and also because I just heard a great session about breaking through overwhelm and stress from Brendon Burchard, who's a motivational speaker and coach. And as part of his program, I got the opportunity to listen in to his live talk in LA. Brendon talks about how stress and overwhelm can often feel unavoidable, but that we can in fact overcome these challenges and regain control of our life with the right tools. So let me share a couple with you. Four steps to navigate the storms of stress with resilience, and you're probably gonna say, it makes so much sense. Why haven't I learned this before? So let's start with the reset and look at facing stress like we're in a storm. Look for the thunder that warns you that stress is on its way. Can you think of your warning signs of stress? Maybe your shoulders start to hurt or you get a headache. Maybe you notice your mood starts to change and you may even be short with colleagues or family. When you are proactively conscious and recognize the noise of thunder before it strikes, you are better able to manage your feelings and stay in control. So pay attention to the warning signs that you are starting to stress. Second, do an inventory of the habits that shield you from negative emotions. Is it reading or journaling? Maybe it's that morning run or meditation. Positive habits are your defense against stress. So take a few minutes now to jot down or at least think about the five key habits that support your well-being. These are the tools that will help you navigate tough times. And don't forget to lean on friends for support. Good relationships are crucial during stressful times. For me, it has been very important, and leaning on my friends is one way that I am able to support my positive habits. Remember, good relationships are crucial. Don't let your pride get in the way and ask for help. Ready for number three? To effectively overcome stress, you have to know what triggers it. Are you doubting yourself or neglecting your sleep? Oftentimes, engaging in negative thoughts and neglecting your habits are triggers for many of us. Maybe you're doing too much. Being busy is not always a good thing. So prioritize saying no and setting boundaries. By changing your outlook and not letting time pressure you, you can ease a lot of stress. In order to feel better mentally and physically, it's important to focus on positive, empowering thoughts. So then what? When stress strikes, having a reset plan is important in regaining control and finding balance. This is the fourth step, getting back on track. Here's where that inventory of habits will come in handy. I'm working on this one myself, and hot yoga has helped me release some negative energy that I've been facing when I feel overwhelmed or maybe too busy. Yoga is when I can step away from the situation and focus only on the four corners of my mat, as my yoga instructor will say. It's then that I can look at a situation more objectively, and when I start to develop a solution in a different perspective. Other ideas when you're dealing with stress are deep breathing. I'd like to try having a word or phrase that reminds me of my inner strength, like a jolt to center me, but I'm not there yet. You can control stress, not the other way around. And these four steps will get you started in identifying stress before it's upon you. When you hear the thunder, pay attention to the warning signs. What are your triggers? And what habits can you look to get you out from under the weight of stress-inducing situations? I'd love to hear what aha moments came up for you or how you have experienced this in the past, because your feedback is important to me and I love reading your comments. So be sure to let me know. You can also leave a voice message and maybe I can include it in a future episode. I'll see you over on the website where you can take a look at the blog post and past episodes. Don't forget, I believe in you and I know that we're stronger together, so share the content with others who may benefit as well.